Mid and East Antrim Borough Council are the first in Northern Ireland to launch a smoke-free play park campaign. So 69 play parks in the area will display signs promoting a smoke-free environment. The campaign aims to protect children and young people from exposure to smoking behaviour. So does this move help support and promote healthy lifestyles, or is it the nanny state getting out of hand? 0-30-30-80-55-55. On the line, commentators Tina Calder and Dave Atherton. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, Dave? Is this fair enough? Is this something that we should be doing? Because we all know smoking is bad for you.
Oh, well, we say you know, smoking is bad for you, for sure. But, you know, isn't this just pure virtue signalling? No, there's no legal or moral. I think there's obviously moral pressure. But there's no legal pressure for people not to smoke. No, does it really matter when they're smoking on the fringes of a area in the park or inside? You know, what's the difference? You know. Also, the other thing I want to ask is, you know, is it also the same for electronic cigarettes? Are they also banned?
That's a good question. We'll have to look into that. I did notice somewhere. Where was I the other day? And there was a smoking sign, and as part of the smoking sign, there was an e-cigarette. And quite often, for example, on airplanes and that, they are treated the same. You can't smoke because other people will be breathing in your vapor or your smoke. Tina, you know, surely we should know not to smoke around our kids. Do we need to have this enforced now in law?
I think that it is a good idea to put measures like this in place. I mean, I know from my son's school, they are constantly having to remind parents not to smoke at the school gate. They're constantly having to ask parents to be mindful of the other children and what other parents want.
Do you see parents smoking around kids?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, and it breaks my heart. My partner is a smoker and never smokes near my child.
And obviously I'm not asking for specifics of people, but these people that you do see smoking around kids, are they smoking around their own kids?
Usually people who don't care about smoking around children will smoke around their own children. But one of the issues that I have, and it constantly happens to me when I take my child to the bus stop, you find people just standing there smoking within the bus shelter. And I have a 5-year-old, and the dirty looks I send them is beyond, you know. It's got to be...
You're 5-year-old.
As a parent, I'm standing there going, are you blind? Can you not see this 5-year-old child who chooses not to smoke,
and
chooses not to have...
Do you ever say to them, do you ever confront them, Tina?
Once in a blue moon, I will be so annoyed that I will make some sort of snide remark, but at the bus stop, because we have to be there every single day, you're in this boat where you don't want to end up being concerned about going to the bus stop every day because the same people tend to be there, and you know, and you don't want this really bad feeling. What I want is I want for other adults to consider children's rights and the fact that children choose not to endanger their health through smoking, and as adults we should be protecting them. And if we have laws in place to protect employees, whether it is of a bar, restaurant,
well, there you go.
Type of...
There you go, Dave. You've heard what Tina had said. She's a mother herself. But
yeah,
other adults, whether it's their own kids or not, smoking around young children, you know, whether it's because they simply don't care or they are oblivious, then surely that backs up the need from Mid and East Antrim Borough Council to have smoke-free play parks. Play parks, this is where kids are going to be.
Well, sure. Well, let me answer that in two ways. It appears that she's looking to impose her moral value on smokers. What gives her the right to do that?
Is it a moral value? Is health a moral value?
It's not a moral value. If you look at the laws of the land, people cannot smoke within, for example, a bar. Let me also give an example.
This is a genuine story.
This is
a story that happened to me.
Okay, one at a time. Tina, I'll bring you back in a minute. Dave.
Yeah, indeed. Now, my local park actually banned smoking about 15 years ago. You know, around the sand pit and where the slides were. And I was actually being a good smoker. I actually went outside and had my cigarette outside the main play park, like the Mid East Antrim Borough Council wants to do. You know, and you know, I sort of, you know, lost concentration for about 2 or 3 minutes. And he was a 5-year-old, and off he wandered. He walked outside the area of the park, and I was in a desperate panic to find where he'd gone to. and he'd walked about 200 yards up the road. You know, there's a possibility. You know, if you don't stand with your children, you know, your child could be snatched, or your child could run off somewhere else.
What's your point here, Dave?
Out of your own view, and that's generally what happened to me once.
So a smoker can last the entirety of a flight or the entirety of a movie, but can't last long enough to let their child slide down a slide.
The council...
Didn't quite catch that.
We did ask the council for a statement. They said that the council is committed to creating a vibrant, healthy, prosperous, safe and sustainable community for all. It is our hope that smoke-free parks will be a polite request to encourage adults not to smoke in areas primarily used by children, creating a more pleasant environment. That is one issue, Tina. How do they enforce this? Are they going to have people standing there like they would with dog poo or litter or indeed speeding, and they're there waiting, watching to see if you light up a cigarette, and then they're going to go and fine you if you do? Is that where this is going?
I do think that we're in a dangerous road of wasting resources on policing our parks for things that are potentially maybe not as serious as some of the things that we should be policing our parks for. I mean, I feel exactly the same way about dog poo. You know, I don't want my child standing in it when he goes to the local park, and I get really annoyed if the dog walkers, and we do have a dog, I must add, you know, so
So what's the point if they can't enforce it? If this is not something that you will be held to by the law, then why do it? Is it not pointless?
To say that it's pointless is pointless, because if you're saying to people, there is a chance if one of our, I don't know, are they called park rangers or council staff, are wandering past and they catch you, you will be fined or whatever. And I think that it's nice to have these things in place to at least make parents aware someone is watching.
Okay.
Someone is saying that this is not fair on our children.
Is someone watching? That's the point. We maybe did ask the council that. Are people watching, or is this just a request? Like, please do not smoke here. No one's actually going to notice unless you are reported and someone has evidence. No one is actually monitoring you. It's like having a speed camera on a road with no camera in it. 0303 80 55 55. Richard and Dundonald. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Vanda.
Do you smoke?
No.
What do you think? Would you back this ban?
See, Tina there. Does she take her children to the park or to school or collect them from school in her car?
No.
You don't? So you walk them or then back? Well, I live out here in Dundonald.
Our family doesn't own a car.
Well, let me. See the primary school up here?
Yes.
There's more cars go to that primary school, and agree with them. You want to pick your child up, especially a day like this. But there's more pollution coming from cars outside the schools and outside the playgrounds than there is people smoking. Can you picture someone standing up there outside the park a day smoking? It would blow you away. I can't see any, you know, with all due respect, the pollution would come from one cigarette, cigar or a pipe.
But I think if you think about it,
right,
Richard, in that, for example, you're at the slides, you're at the swings with your kids and they're playing away, and there is someone there puffing away on a cigarette or a cigar. Your child could very well inhale a lot of that secondhand smoke. We know it's been proven many times that it is bad for your health.
And we understand that. So ban cigarettes altogether. The very fact that someone is smoking outside a play park or inside it on a day like today or any other day, the wind would take it away. Now, what I'm saying is this. There's more pollution coming from cars, whatever, motorbikes and all the rest of it, in the vicinity of the play park itself or in the vicinity of the school.
Okay. It's a fair point you make, Richard. Maybe it's something... I know some schools have, like, zones near the school. It's maybe more for traffic that we... You know, you can't get too close to it. Thank you, Richard. Jane and Temple Patrick, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask a question about these e-cigarettes.
Yes.
I think they're nearly as bad.
Well, was it not recently? I need to check where exactly it was. They were encouraging you to use them. And
well,
they were
it's
asking,
all right, but I don't want to.
Medical professionals were saying, you know, get off cigarettes and get onto them. I don't think anyone is saying that e-cigarettes are good for you or there's no issues. Don't start using them, indeed, but use them as a stepping stone to get off cigarettes.
Well, that's all right, but what about people who don't want to be near anybody who's using them?
Well, that's a fair point. Do you find that people smoke them around you?
Well, again you meet somebody, and the odd time you would see somebody going towards a shop, going into a shop, are they allowed to smoke them, and are they allowed to use them at the bus?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can, yeah. There
can you use
no
them on a bus here?
In this country on e-cigarettes, even inside.
I'm not sure you can.
E-cigarette in a pub, for example.
I'm not sure, but I don't know. There might not be a law either way here.
No law at all.
Jane, thank you. Mervyn in Hollywood, last call on this for now. Mervyn, go ahead.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
I was dropping people off yesterday at the tower block and just at the side of a desert cancer centre. I driving by and three.
This is the hospital.
Sorry?
This is the hospital you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry. At the cancer centre, the city hospital. Driving by after dropping the people off. Three people, two women and one man, standing outside at the front entrance to the cancer centre, all of them smoking. You must remember there's a ban on the city hospital and also a ban at the Royal for smoking. You're not allowed to do it at all, but still with all they're doing it.
See, it's also a problem elsewhere in terms of enforcement, Mervyn.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
But then you do go down the line of, you know, of costing for things like this. It's one thing to put up signs. It's another thing to employ a group of people to go around and monitor it, implement fines for people that break the rules, then to chase up those fines and possibly prosecute if they don't pay them, process it when they do. It's not just as easy as sticking up a sign and saying
that's
that
right.
is banned from that area.
You're quite right, Fanny. So how's it going to work on a play park?
Well, do you think is it a good step, regardless of that element of it?
I do agree with it. I do agree with it. But is it going to work? Will the people who smoke, watching their child on the swing, stop smoking because of a law? No, they won't. They won't do it. I think that law's been at the city hospital now for nearly 2 years, haven't
I still can't believe what Tina said earlier, that you know the audacity of many people and parents that will smoke around their kids. I thought that was something that you had common sense. Fair enough if you want to smoke and have the right to smoke where you want. But if there's a child there, a child whose lungs are not fully formed, you will have the sense not to want to smoke and blow it around them. Maybe not on purpose, but they will be inhaling some of that if they are in a certain proximity or a certain space with you.
You're absolutely right. They just don't care. There's people who say, I'm smoking this cigarette no matter where I am, no matter who it annoys, I'm smoking it.
Okay.
Thank you, Vinny.
Mervyn, thank you very much. Dave Atherton, has Tina managed to convince you at this point?
Not at all. No, you know, I just imagine Tina's the kind of person that once we've got a smoking ban in place, you'd probably like to see a ban on people drinking fizzy drinks in the play area, and also along with people eating fatty foods, burgers and chips as well. You know, this is a slippery slope of the nanny state. And I say, it is just virtue signalling of the worst. And let me also very quickly add, the harm of passive smoking is completely exaggerated, particularly outside. It's probably virtually next to harmless. You breathe in one over 10,000 of what a smoker is inhaling.
Okay.
It's completely exaggerated outside.
Okay, many would disagree, but we'll leave it at that for now. Dave Atherton, thank you. Tina Calder, thank you. Just on the e-cigarette that someone mentioned earlier, and I said, look, I think that people are being encouraged to use it as a stepping stone to get off cigarettes. We've had a caller saying, well, they want to challenge that. Just something from the NHS website, Ross. Yes, yes. Over recent years, e-cigarettes have become a very popular stop-smoking aid in the UK. Evidence is still developing on how effective they are, but many people have found them helpful for quitting. An electronic cigarette, or e-cig, is a device that, of course, allows you to inhale nicotine without most of the harmful effects of smoking. So there you go. Once again, it's not the suggestion you should start smoking it as well. Just to go on this last bit, will e-cigarettes help me stop smoking? Research shows that e-cigarettes can help you give up smoking, and that is from the NHS website.